Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 23rd of January, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a long story. If you are not familiar with SDF, you can direct your, it's a public access Unix system, and you can direct your web browser to sdf.org to learn all about it. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And those are the things that we like to hear from people checking in. Your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and your SDF username if you have one. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I was kind of rushed today and I didn't think of one. So this is going to be an open mic, anything that's on your mind net this week. I could take several rounds of check-ins, and I think everyone on the dashboard has been here before, so you know how we do this, so I won't belabor the point. I will just go down the list and acknowledge all the stations that I see. You are on my list as check-ins, and I will be calling upon you in due course. So, I have KC3LYZ, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, and VE6UX. And I do not see any conferences connected to TechLink today, so I think it's just us chickens. So, let's start with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob, in Philadelphia, back after a few weeks of chicken football. So, looking for anybody that might have a Kiwi SDR for sale or knows of one available. I tried to replace one that broke from a friend in New York that I used to run his SDR there. The one I have here is working pretty good. Back to net control.
Okay, looking for a Kiwi SDR. That sounds familiar. I think I've heard about them. Do you want to give a brief description of that device and why it is desirable?
Well, one thing I liked about it is it's a standalone device. It doesn't plug into a PC, so you can set it up so it'll have four channels available at once so people can connect to it online or from wherever. And it only has the HF bands, so that's one thing. But it has a lot of noise filtering software.
Okay, and is it called Kiwi because it comes from New Zealand, or is there something else going on there?
Right. Comes from New Zealand. They stopped making them, I think, because of the chip shortage. They couldn't get the parts from China or something. So they're hard to come by these days.
Okay. Well, good luck finding a replacement for your friend there. Thanks for checking in. Next on the list here is VK6BQQ. Okay. I think Reg perhaps has stepped away from the computer. How about KD9NDJ?
KD9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. Greetings to you and everybody listening in on the net, all four of us. Did you have a topic, or I may have missed it. I was having a little trouble getting audio happening. KD9NDJ, I'll stand by.
No particular topic today. Anything that's on your mind?
All right, then. What's been on my mind has been fooling around with LiPo 4 batteries. I bit the bullet and popped for about $600 worth of those guys. That is to say, two batteries. And I've been enjoying them quite a bit. I'm running my hand rig, although not at the moment. The HF rig, and I have an Anytone DMR radio that I've been running with it. And it looks pretty good. Power consumption isn't so... it's a lot better than the lead acid. So, and of course, they're half the weight or less, which is brilliant for carrying them around in outdoor gigs. Anyway, that's what I've been fooling around with. Back to you, Nett and Wayne.
Okay, well, you mentioned DMR, and you might have noticed that NB0X-L is back with us this week, and I'm thinking that might mean that the Echolink to DMR gateway is working again. So, Ken, would it be easy for you to go to your DMR radio and connect up to Talk Group 31650 and see if our net is successfully making it over there?
Not too difficult. Let me give it a shot. I'll leave Echolink connected and see what I get. Anyway, let me give that a shot. Stand by. 89NDJ.
Well, I figured I could leave you to try that in the background while I go and take a few more check-ins here. So at any time, though, if you have some success you want to report, just chime in and I'll give you the floor again. So good luck, and we'll see what happens there. Let's see, next on my list then is the E6UX.
Well, let's just give this a shot and see if I've got the audio. Do I have it there, Wayne, AB9, FJB6UX?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, pretty much every time I try and type in the text box, which I did there earlier, it defeats my audio. I can see the little green bar going. I get all the push to talk and everything else, but this particular software isn't looking at what's going out online. It's looking at what's coming in, so it doesn't help. So this is Victor Echo 7 Uniform X-Ray. Name is Michael. User SDF username is Tabalaya, T-A-B-A-L-I-A-H, which is my username just about everywhere on stuff. It is currently 0 degrees Celsius here in Calgary. That's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. There's no wind chill factor or any of that other stuff. Looking forward to minus 17 degrees Celsius coming up later in the week, which is somewhere around 0 or 1 degree Fahrenheit, so it's going to be a little bit chilly here as well. Let me break. I've been looking at the time domain references for DCC, which is direct magnet control for... Oh, I thought it said I was doubling there. Direct command and control from oil railroads. I want to create a couple of devices that will talk through that particular network. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's pre Ethernet, but it's actually better. The system is better. It carries power and very efficient signaling as well. One of the things I want to create is using the VL53LOX. It's a time of flight ranging and gesture detection chip. What it basically will do, it's got all the software and everything in it to measure distances between whatever object that it sees and the object. It's somewhere between LiDAR and radar. It doesn't have the range of radar. But I want to use it as a laser radar gun for model railroad trains and put that stuff on the time domain of the DCC. So. That's what I'm working on. That's the temperature out here, and that's about it for now. Victor Echo 7 or 6 Uniform X-Ray. I'm back to AB9 FJ and the rest of the net.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I wonder, have you heard from Matthew lately? Do you know? I mean, because his gateway is back. Have you heard from him that he has made changes or anything like that?
Well, the last time I actually talked to Matthew was around Christmas time, and then he disappeared for a while, and he wasn't on the system that I talked to him on, which is the textual text-based system that we use. But he just showed up again the last week or so. I haven't had the opportunity to be on IRC the same time as he is, so I'm assuming he's back at home and starting to set stuff up again. possibly he's there. Maybe he'll respond. BE6UX.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So let's see. KD9NDJ, do you have any news for us? Okay, we'll come back later for his report. I think I saw N4RNW. Yes, so it will be your turn here. We don't have a topic this week, so it's kind of open mic, whatever's on your mind.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and I see Reg out there and everybody else around the world. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida. Gosh. Nothing happening. I don't know if we're going to have a winter this year down here in Florida. It was up in the low 80s today and a little bit humid, but still good enough to attract all those snowbirds from up north. And, you know, funny, the end of September was the big hurricane that went through, and every once in a while we're still having a little bit of interference on our internet and cable TV, so I'm sure they're tracking down all the little bumps in the lines. But for the most part, everything is good over here. Really nothing to report, so everybody have a good night and a good day. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And I meant to say this after Michael there. It's 33 Fahrenheit, which is like, you know, half a degree Celsius. The last time I looked at the forecast, we're going to start having day after day with the high below freezing coming up starting, I think, like next weekend. I think I heard that this has been the mildest January, or like one of the top eight mildest Januaries on record, so... I've got no complaints about it, though, I'm getting ready to start bundling up for the near future there. February and March, we got to get past those. All right, let's see. How about VK6BQQ? Reg, are you back with us?
KB9FJ, VK6BQQ in the group. Yes, I was trying to get a few things sorted here. Garbage day today, so... I may be in and out, but great to hear everybody in here. Well, your morning, my evening. Back to Wayne, AB9FJ, VK6PQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Good to hear from you again. Thanks for checking in. I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard there, so I think everybody has had at least one chance to speak. Does anyone want to add, recheck to what they said before?
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I got PiStar booted up here, and I'm not hearing anything on 31650 on DMR. So it's possible that, though, that NBOX-L is back. The link isn't happening. Anyway. Or it could be a problem at my end. It's hard to test out that talk group without being sure that there's something on it. But I did transmit. I could look at Brandmeister and see what they got. See if I was heard. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your trying to listen. So I was just kind of surprised to see Matthew's call sign this week and was... looking forward to seeing if things were back to where the way they used to be when they were working. I'm rambling. So, do we have any more rechecks or any other comments for the net? Okay, I see that VK2DY has joined us. So, let me back up and just say that this is the SDS ARC weekly net. I think Robert knows all about that, but... he's probably wondering if we have a topic this week, and this is going to be an open mic week. No particular topic, anything that's on your mind. So, Robert, it's up to you. Are you ready to take the floor?
Sure, why not? This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 24 degrees Celsius and overcast The sun was shining earlier this morning. I thought we were going to get a break from the rain, but it looks like we're going to get rain again today. La Nina just does not leave us alone. They keep promising us an El Nino, or El Nino, I guess is what it's called. But it isn't here yet. We're still cold. We're still wet for summer at any rate. I just got home from shopping at Costco and shopping, did a couple of things, went to Aldi and a couple of other places as well. So I'm just getting home, just pulled in my driveway. I thought, well, I better check into the net while I'm here. So I'm going to unpack then. Yesterday I did do something interesting, though. Because of the rain, there's a large East Asian population in Sydney. And so there's numbers of things done for the Lunar New Year here, and I was going to go see something in the Central Business District, but the rain forced it to be canceled, so I didn't go to see that. But I did go to a nice Vietnamese restaurant in, Cabramatta. It's called Dung Ba, which is a funny name, but at any rate, it apparently is one of the best Vietnamese restaurants in Sydney area. So they have Hanoi style pho, which is much more spicy than the Ho Chi Minh City style pho, which is rather mild. So I had some pho and a couple of other things that I can't remember what they're called. And just had a really nice time. A friend of mine was Vietnamese. We headed out over there and checked it out. So it was all good. What else is happening? Thursday is Australia Day. And hopefully it will be sunny. There's a 30% chance of rain at this point. Temperatures in the 30s. So it'd be a good day if it doesn't rain. There's a balloon launch down in Parramatta, where it's about a half-hour drive from here, and then there's tall ships and a bunch of other stuff taking place in the Central Business District. So I would love to see all of those things, but it's all dependent on the weather here. So it is what it is, I guess. Nothing really radio-wise to report, so I'll just say thank you for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for reminding me to wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year. Let's see. I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard, so I think we're getting close to wrapping it up here. So if you have something else to say before we close the net, please call now. Okay, so I think that is the end of our net here this week. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0023 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we think maybe 31650 is back for all you DMR users out there, so you can give that a try. Or you can join us in COM on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AP9FJ saying 73.